All right, everybody, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into the future of music.
We're talking algorithms, artificial intelligence, all that good stuff.
And specifically, something called Gumbel Demand Acceleration.
Kedgy, right?
Definitely got my attention. You know how the music industry is always hunting for that next big hit?
Like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Exactly. But what if? What if there was a way to actually predict what's going to be huge?
And that's what's got us so intrigued.
You bet. We got our hands on some seriously slick marketing materials all about this Gumbel Demand Acceleration, GDA for short. And let me tell you, they are making some bold claims.
Bold might be an understatement. They're talking about actually quantifying the demand for music.
Which, let's be real, that's kind of like the Holy Grail, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for as long as there's been a music industry, there's been people trying to crack that code.
Hoping and praying their song is the one that takes off.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
But these folks are saying they figured it out, and the secret sauce, AI, baby.
Not just any AI, though. This is next level stuff.
Lay it on us.
They're using algorithms that go way beyond your basic Spotify recommendations. We're talking about pinpointing emerging musical trends before they even hit the mainstream.
So, they know it's going to be on everyone's playlist 6 months from now.
That's the idea.
Okay, color me intrigued, but how does it actually work? Do they just feed a bunch of data into a computer and out pops Bohemian Rhapsody 2.0?
If only it were that easy. It's way more nuanced. Imagine taking streaming data, social media buzz, concert ticket sales, even like what people are saying about music online, all of it, feeding it into this AI system.
Okay, so it's listening to everything, everywhere, all the time.
Essentially, yeah. And it's looking for patterns, connections, these tiny signals that most of us wouldn't even notice.
Right.
And from that, it builds what they call audience affinity maps.
Ooh, that was one of the phrases that really jumped out at me. Audience affinity map. Sounds kind of like, I don't know, futuristic.
Definitely has a ring to it. But it's actually a really cool concept. Picture a map, right? But instead of cities, you've got artists.
Okay.
And the closer those artists are on the map, the more their audiences overlap. So
Yeah.
you might find that, say, fans of a huge pop star like Dua Lipa
Love her.
are also really into this up-and-coming indie band that no one's ever heard of.
Oh, wow. So you could target those Dua Lipa fans directly with this new band's music.
Precisely. It takes the guesswork out of marketing and promotion.
Makes total sense. And speaking of taking the guesswork out of things, they also mentioned something about reactivating inventory, which I thought was fascinating.
Right. It's like breathing new life into old songs. Think about all those artists who have massive back catalogs of music, right? Decades worth of material.
Tons of it.
And buried in those catalogs are probably some real gems, songs that maybe didn't connect with a huge audience the first time around.
Right. Timing is everything in music sometimes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just weren't marketed to the right people. Well, GDA can analyze those old tracks, see what kind of patterns they match up with now, and bam, you've got a whole new audience for a song that's 10, 20 years old.
That's wild. So, a song that totally flopped in the 90s could be the song of the summer in 2025. It's like musical time travel or something.
Pretty much.
This is all blowing my mind, honestly.
Mine too, a little bit.
But it does make you wonder if AI is calling the shots on what music is popular, what happens to creativity, to, artists following their own muse?
It's the big question, isn't it? Are we going to end up in a world where all the music sounds the same because it's all designed to please the algorithm?
Right. Or could this actually lead to more diversity? Like artists being able to connect with these hyper-specific niche audiences because the AI knows exactly who's going to love their sound.
It really could go either way, which is, kind of exciting
Yeah.
and a little bit terrifying.
No doubt, this Gumbel demand acceleration thing, it could be a game changer, but it also raises a lot of questions about the role of technology, art, even what it means to be human in a world increasingly driven by data.
Definitely something to think about.
Big time. All right, everybody listening, let us know what you think about all this. Is GDA the future of music, or are we headed for a robot rock apocalypse? Hit us up on social media, @DeepDivePodcast, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time.